As globalism transitions from global to local, we become vocal local, blocking the globalist agenda right where we are, in our towns, cities, counties, and states. And now, here is that nemesis of globalism, your host, William Roberts.
Well, the sun is rising over Missouri, folks, and it's time once again for a Show Me Showdown. We got breakfast on the table, coffee brewing on the stove, and there's a revolution in the air. Be a part of it. And welcome to our Tuesday, March the 16th. Boy, I got it right today. Running on March the 14th all day yesterday. That was an error. Welcome to our Tuesday, March the 16th, 2010, two-hour broadcast of Become Vocal Local. We come to you live Monday through Friday here on the Oracle Broadcasting Network, oraclebroadcasting.com. My name is William Roberts. Likes to think about good news. Well, I don't know. We'll not have much news today. Hard facts, that for sure. Workable solutions, we'll discuss that as well. But if you can't remember the last time you experienced the pursuit of happiness, then you're definitely in the right place at the right time to become vocal local. This is the home of philosophical radicalism, where freedom is popular and remains the best hope for America. Interactive Talk Radio is the name of the game. Be a part of today's broadcast. You can pick up the phone, call throughout the broadcast. For those with unlimited long-distance access or in the Austin, Texas area, you may call in at area code 512-904-8014 to join me live on air. Take Oracle with you on your mobile device. And from around America and around the world, you can call in toll-free at 866-841-1065. Your calls are always welcome. You may also send your ideas for guests, show topics, and news to me via email at bvlhost@centurytel.net. Please don't send any more viruses, however. And for those without internet access, listening via any of our affiliate stations and micro-broadcasters, you too can be a part of it. Simply send your letters to me at William Roberts, Post Office, Box 96, out of Exeter, Missouri, 65647. Again, that's P.O. Box 96, Exeter, Missouri, 65647. Once again, a big shout-out to Liberty Radio out of Owensville, Missouri, Micro 1650 AM Buffalo, New York, and 94.3 Elgin, Texas, and AM 1710 Liberty Radio, Minneapolis and Minnesota, Jordan, Minnesota. Thank you, gentlemen. Thank you all for broadcasting. Become vocal local to your listening audiences. Our call-in number remains 866-841-1065. That and so much other information is posted on our oraclebroadcasting.com homepage. Do log on and bookmark that site today. Today, precious metals and the commodities are making small gains as the U.S. dollar declines. We'll talk about that briefly in our market report. The history of law continues today. We've been on this drill for some time, but we'll continue. There's so much material to look at. So many books in the library that we can drag out. I'm just completely surrounded with books, lots of bookmarks sticking up like all those arrows in Tonto's quiver, right? Anyway, parliamentary procedure, Robert's Rules of Order. We've got a lot possible today on the plate. We'll go as far as we can, and we'll take your calls and much, much more. This morning, the market report for Tuesday, March the 16th, 2010, active trading out of New York City. As of 9 o'clock a.m. Eastern Standard Time, finds gold trading up, and way up too, but up at 9 o'clock a.m. Eastern Standard Time, $9.90 an ounce, trading at $1,118.70. It's been $1,122.30. It's higher than that right now. Well, we'll just see where it goes this morning, but gold is up this morning. Silver moves up 25 cents at $17.36 an ounce as of 9 o'clock a.m. Eastern Standard Time an hour ago. Platinum flat on trading so far at $1,621 an ounce. Palladium runs up $2, running at $464 an ounce. The gold-platinum ratio is in the news today. People are looking at it, so I'll just give it to you. As of 9 o'clock a.m. Eastern Standard Time, it was 0.69 to 1. 0.69 ounces of platinum, let's see, to gold, 1, 0.69 to 1. Well, let me see if I got that right in my brain. I'll come back to that, look at it during the break, make sure I can say it properly. The spot market this morning, the lows and the highs in the spot market, well, I have to pick all that up on the other side. It's changed, like...
Corporate media dominates the American opinion. Finding independent voices that counter this avalanche is becoming increasingly difficult. With the endless corruption running rampant throughout our government, independent voices are needed more than ever to battle the offensive against our freedoms and liberties. No one understands this concept better than you. Now it's up to you to do your part. The time has come for you to take action and begin broadcasting the truth to hundreds or thousands of people every month. Sound impossible? Quite the contrary. With pointed slogans from LibertyStickers.com, you can reach countless sleeping Americans unaware that they live in a real-life wonderland. LibertyStickers.com has a huge inventory of political bumper stickers and messages that reflect the truth about our government, our politicians, and the future of America. With so many in stock, there's one perfect for you. Visit us today at LibertyStickers.com. Again, that's LibertyStickers.com. Do your part. Your voice is important. Let it be heard.
The Oracle Broadcasting Radio Network is on a mission to bring you the best in cutting-edge talk radio. Oracle Broadcasting is a true beacon of free speech, uncensored news, and relevant information that depends on the support of listeners just like you. You can help us expand our reach and inform the masses. Promote the network by clicking the Socialize link on the left-hand side of the OracleBroadcasting.com website. Using the simple tools provided, it is easy to spread the word about Oracle Broadcasting on social networking websites, blogs, news feeds, and many other ways with just one click. You can also help by becoming an Oracle Broadcasting member today. For just $5 a month, you get access to the member stream that allows you to listen to all of the great shows from Oracle Broadcasting in 128K stereo CD audio quality. To find out more, go to OracleBroadcasting.com. And thank you for listening to the Oracle Broadcasting Radio Network.
Be prepared for anything. Disasters, drought, earthquakes, hurricanes, tsunamis. Be ready wherever your adventures take you. Ocean, rainforest, jungle, desert, even your own backyard. Seed Panel can help you make clean water from any source. Salt water, pesticides, arsenic, fluoride, brine, bacteria. With Seed Panel, you can handle whatever Mother Nature throws your way. Just pour contaminated water into your Seed Panel and let sunlight distill up to 2 gallons per day. 100% solar powered. No filters, no chemicals, no complicated maintenance. If you're near the ocean, cPanel can help make your disaster kit ready for anything. Please visit cPanel.com, spelled SEAPanel.com, or call 205-246-6492, cPanel.com.
This is Become Vocal Local with your host, William Roberts.
And welcome back to our Tuesday, March the 16th, 2010, two-hour broadcast of Become Vocal Local, coming to you live Monday through Friday right here on the Oracle Broadcasting Network, oraclebroadcasting.com. Let's finish out that market report for this morning. Yes, indeed, in fact, the gold-platinum ratio is running 0.69 ounces of platinum to 1 ounce of gold. That's the way I should say that. Get that in my dialogue box. Again, we find gold trading up 990 at 9 o'clock a.m. Eastern Standard Time. It's above that now, well above it now. It's running around 122.30 or thereabouts. But anyway, it was up $9.90 an ounce at $1,118.70 an ounce. Silver was up 25 cents at $17.36 for those troy ounces of spot gold. Now we're talking spot prices here. Platinum running $1,621 an ounce, unchanged on early trading. Palladium up $2 at $464 an ounce. And in the spot market, the lows in the spot market running 1,109.70, and the highs at $1,120.50. But at $1,118.70, your gold is up year to year $195.80 an ounce for a 21.21% return on your investment. The London Gold Fix this morning, the London Bullion Market Association, the boys in London set the price at $1,113.25 and gold said bye-bye and went straight up. The SPDR gold shares, This morning they claim to have 1,115.51 tons unchanged from yesterday for $39.59 billion in reserves, and they're trading them at about $95 a pop, I think their shares are. I'd have to go back and look at the price on that. The Dow Jones Industrial Average closed up yesterday 17 at 10,642. The NASDAQ was up 5 at 2362. The S&P, standard NOSA very poor 500, as I like to think of it, up 1 at 1,151. Everybody's saying, oh, look at the S&P. We're in recovery. We're out of the woods. What a bunch of morons. The crude oil this morning up 43 cents a barrel, running at $80.23 for a barrel of light sweet crude. It's $2.56 a gallon locally for diesel. Brother. But as the prognosticator said, we're going to be seeing $80 oil, and we're right on top of that. Now, the U.S. dollar index, almost at parity with oil. That's that petrodollar for you, I guess. But anyway, the USDX, the Intercontinental Exchange Inc.'s trading thing, whatever it is, fine, on their website, 80.06 off 0.17, and that seems to be declining as we speak. In the foreign exchange markets this morning, the Canadian loonie up 15 basis points, trades at 98 cents U.S., the Mexican peso flat on early trading. You can still pick them up for 12.5418 pesos for a dollar, but that's 8 cents a pop if you want to fill your pockets up with them. This morning, the euro moves up 33 basis points, trades at $1.37. The British pound up 59 basis points, trading at $1.51. And the Swiss franc up 37 basis points on that declining dollar, trades at 95 cents U.S. It keeps creeping back up again, even though the Swiss bank wants to keep it down. They can't do it. They just can't do it. The dollar is dropping. Anyway, the bond market this morning, the 2-year bonds are running 0.95%. That's your yield on the 10-year. It's 3.69, and the yield on the 30-year is running 4.62. And you can get into those bonds for about $100 a pop, plus or minus, each of them a little bit different. The mortgages this morning, if you need a mortgage, boy, I might need a mortgage too. I'm in a little trouble with an investment out in the coast. Anyway, 15-year mortgage down to 4.36 from 4.43 a month ago. A 30-year up 5.06 from 5.04% a month ago. And that is the market report and the end of the news. I'm not going to talk about news today. Like I say, the regurgitorium, some days I look at it and it's just like, oh, God. They'll say anything. Shameless. Shameless. Well, I'm sure there'll be something very important out there. We'll just let somebody else pick it up. The five inductive criteria. Yeah, the inductive logic, if you will. Five criteria in inductive logic. Number one, is it relevant? Is all of this news actually relevant to anything? All the stuff that we talk about relevant to anything? Two, is what we hear testable? Can you test it? Is it so subjective that there's nothing there to even test? Is it testable? Three, is it compatible with previously well-established hypotheses? In other words, when you travel to New York City and you spill a cup of coffee regular on the floor of the cafe, does the waitress wipe it up from the floor or does she wipe it up from the ceiling? Is it compatible with previously well-established hypotheses? Predictive or explanatory powers, when we look at things, what does our thesis, what does our hypothesis have? Is it predictive? Does it explain anything? Is there something new in all of this? And five, simplicity. Is it simple? If it can pass muster on all five of those, then you might be dealing with something within the realm of truth, possibly, perhaps. So anyway, we've been talking a lot about this history of law. Various and sundry readings, agency, representation, assembly, parliamentary procedure, all of this stuff on the plate for today. Where shall we start? I think what I would like to do is I'll start right out of this history of the origins of representative government in Europe. We started this yesterday, didn't get into it as far as I'd like to, so we're going to review just a little bit. But we're looking at representative government, trying to understand what is representative government. Is an understanding of representative government relevant to where we're at today? Do we have representation? Are agents representing the principal? Is our system of representative government and the value of that testable? Is it compatible with previously well-established hypotheses? I mean, we look back 1800s and earlier at this idea of representation. Are the things that happened in the past predictive or explanatory of what's happening today? Is the basic concept or the idea of a constitutionally limited Republican form of representative government, is it simple? I think so. Take a look at the Constitution for the United States of America, the compact between all of the several states, all of the republics and commonwealths. It's a little document. You can hold it between your thumb and your forefinger, even if you include the Declaration of Independence and everything you ever wanted to know about the powers of the jury. It still just makes the tiniest little pocketbook. Certainly simple. There's a lot to understand, however. Not everything that is horribly complex need to be terribly long. Like each and every sentence in the Constitution can be diagrammed out. One of our listeners sent to me some links to a website where they've diagrammed out certain sections of the Constitution, and it's quite a lot to think about on that standpoint when you break those sentences with all their clauses down. But here, right out of Francois Guizot, we're going to find out a little bit more about this system of representative government. What are the elements that are necessary in order for it to work and to consider it? And we'll pick that up right after these words from this sponsor. Be right.
Heard about the most advanced affordable upgrade for your vehicle? Sonic spark plugs bring you increased fuel mileage and performance. It's like a new brain for your engine from enginebrain.com. Just like a pound of sawdust burns faster than a pound of wood chips, finer fuel mist burns faster. Using a patented process, Sonic spark plugs smash gasoline mist with ultrasound. Thousands of drivers have upgraded to Sonic spark plugs for more power and mileage. Just replace your old plugs with Sonic plugs. Now get a free Sonic spark plug for your chainsaw, generator, snowblower, or lawnmower, and pay only shipping and handling. Once you experience ultrasonic power, you'll want them in your car, truck, motorcycle, or RV. Visit enginebrain.com to learn why Sonic spark plugs outperform all other spark plugs. They're a small company, but their advanced plugs are 100% OEM compatible with your vehicle's warranty. Visit enginebrain.com to learn about combustion theory, hydrogen power, and fuel efficiency. Learn what the oil companies would rather you not know, like a new brain for your engine. Enginebrain.com. Enginebrain.com.
Of the 3 million plus edible food plants that grow on Earth, no other single plant can compare with the nutritional value of the powder, seeds, and oil of the hemp plant. At hempusa.org, we ship worldwide these nutritional products with free shipping to the U.S. and Canada. At hempusa.org, we want to educate our listeners that edible hemp is not marijuana and is certified THC-free. Our powder is 50% protein and does not contain gluten. Gluten impairs the cells from absorbing nutrients. This nutrient-dense food can be stored up to 5 years when vacuum-packed and is priced affordably to be used as a storable food. HempUSA.org is a bulk shipper starting with 5 pounds and up. To allow this food to work for you, call 908-691-2608 or go to HempUSA.org and order today. The body will react and heal itself given the proper nutrition. This superfood will be your greatest asset. So try it today, store it today, and change your life. Call 908-691-2608 or order from hempusa.org.
Take Cartavite and live a longer, healthier life today. Cartavite is a combination of traditional herbal medicines to lower cholesterol, maintain circulation, and act as an anti-inflammatory agent. Cartavite uses the best of natural heart and body foods known with herbs that have been used for centuries to help us maintain our health. Cartavite is the best heart and body extract health product available. You can go to heartdrop.com to hear the testimonials for yourself. Cartavite's professional formula provides antioxidant and heart-nourishing ingredients that help the body deliver nutrients to cells and carry waste from all body cells. Derived from plants, these nutrients generally cleanse and tone the entire circulatory system. You can order Cardivite at heartdrop.com or call our toll-free number 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822. Remember, that website is heartdrop.com.
Pulling back the curtain to expose the matrix. Axiom Radio with Rob Chowder. Weeknights, 7 to 9 Central on the Oracle Broadcasting Network.
And so as the pudding eaters come their pudding and the purveyors of Pavlin spoon feed the young, we become vocal local, savoring the strong meat of philosophically radical, political, economic, and juristic realism right here each and every day. And I understand that this is not meat for everyone, but indeed, madmen only need enter here. For we're as mad as hell, and we're not going to take this matrix much longer. And understanding the system of government in this philosophically radical discussion of freedom, understanding the system of government that we actually were given, might help us to figure out what we need to do to restore it, recover it. It's like I say, it's like fixing a computer, trying to go back to a restore point, and then moving forward from there. But why is it desirable here, Francois Guizot, in his history of the representative governments of Europe, writes this: why is it undesirable that the legislative and the executive powers, that is to say the entire supreme power, should reside either in one man or in a single assembly? Why does tyranny always spring from these two forms of government? Because it is in the nature of things that a power which has no equal should think itself rightly sovereign and should very soon become absolute. We spoke of this yesterday, just reiterating here a little of what we covered toward the end of the broadcast. It has happened thus in democracies, aristocracies, and monarchies, wherever actually sovereign power has been conferred upon a single man or a single body of men, that man or that body has assumed to be rightfully sovereign, and more or less frequently and with greater or less violence, it has exercised despotism. So we understand that it's not government that's the problem. It's the corrupt nature of man that is the problem. We could exist in perfect freedom if, but only if, and only until, or not until, I should say, we all come up to this level where we no longer need liberty, that dog collar and choke chain around the neck of freedom, when we no longer need liberty, but we can exist in freedom. And until such time, man is going to have to come up with a convention or a framework of government and live within it, hopefully harmoniously. So the art of politics, Guizot continues, the secret of liberty is, then, to provide equals for every power for which it cannot provide superiors. Providing equals for every power for which it cannot provide superiors. There has got to be a system of checks and balances, even checks and balances in your own home. Mama has the cast iron frying pan and the rolling pin. And she also has the ability to lock the door in case Papa oversteps his bounds. The children have a funny way of making things disappear out of the house. There needs to be certain checks and balances that happen. This is the principle which ought to preside in the organization of the central government, for on these terms only can the establishment of despotism at the center of the state be prevented. And we always look at all of these various organisms coming out of the mind of Auguste Comte, really, all of these various organs and bodies, Bichat, the physiologist that Auguste Comte looked at when he was looking at and developing his system of positive polity, system of positive politics, and his system of positive philosophy, and his catechism for the positive religion or the universal religion of humanity, this principle which ought to preside in the organization of the central government is that same principle that ought to organize us. And on that note, I think I'll take a little sidebar here and bring in a little Bible study here. Doesn't that just turn everybody's motor over? But out of Romans, the book of Romans in the Gospels, in the New Testament, this section oftentimes is headed up as God's law. And in this stead, we can look at it this way. This is from 13, Romans 2, 13. For not the hearers of the law are just before God, but the doers of the law shall be justified. It's not sufficient. In other words, to hear something, you must do something. We say that all the time. We're not stacking up like lumber, becoming lumberheads or becoming bookful all of this knowledge. We realize that we're going to have to put what we learn into action. That's why we become vocal local. So for not the hearers of the law are just before God, but the doers of the law be justified. 14, for when the Gentiles, which have not the law, do by nature the things contained in the law, these, having not the law, are a law unto themselves. And 15, which show the works of the law written in their hearts, their conscience also bearing witness, and their thoughts, the meanwhile accusing or else accusing one another. And what is being said here? Is that written by the very finger of God, according to Sir Edward Coke and others, reiterated in the higher law and background of American constitutional law by Edward S. Corwin, discussed also by Charles Howard McIlwain in his Constitutionalism, Ancient and Modern, both of which we've read from on this broadcast. But in this idea that with the very finger of God, this natural law, the laws of nature and nature's God, have been written on the hearts and the minds of men, and we live by that with or without government. And when people exist in lawlessness, in a state of lawlessness, then it becomes needful for a government so that we don't devolve into the Thomas Hobbes Leviathan state of nature where all men are simply at war against all men. All right, with me? Now, he continues and he says, again, I'll just reiterate it, this is the principle which ought to preside in the organization of the central government, for on these terms only can the establishment of despotism at the center of the state be prevented. We have to have our state organized the same way as we the people are organized, and as I say, people that will not be ruled by laws will have to be ruled, or people that are ruled, not ruled by God will have to be ruled by laws, the laws of men. And so if you don't have a moral compass, let's say, to use it that way, if you don't have a certain and a sure ethical foundation, then you're going to have to live in liberty as opposed into freedom, because you're going to have to honor and respect and have someone else enforce that you don't mistreat your neighbor. If we understand that our rights end where the rights of someone else begins, then we're on our road to that ethical and moral foundation by which we can move away from liberty and move into greater and greater freedom and less totalitarian control. Now, if the legislative power is entrusted to a single assembly and the executive power to one man, or if the legislative power is divided between one assembly and the executive power, is it possible for each of these powers to possess sufficient force and consistence to admit of the necessary equality between them? That is to say, to secure that neither shall become the sole and indisputed sovereign power? Question mark. And he continued and he says, such an example has never been witnessed. Wherever the central power has been thus constituted, a struggle has arisen, which has resulted, according to the times, either in the annihilation of the executive power by the legislative assembly or a legislative assembly by the executive power. And we'll pick that up right after these words from our sponsors. Stay tuned.
Looking for great talk radio? You found it. This is the Oracle Broadcasting Network.
This is Mike Chambers from my good friends at GadstonTees.com, the official supplier of tees and gear for both the Oracle Broadcasting Network and Mike Chambers Live. Gadsden Tees is a supplier of high-quality shirts, caps, flags, and more, all geared to the spreading of the liberty and freedom message. Whether you're interested in a design already in stock or one of your own making, Gadsden Tees can outfit you and your organization with the look and style to get the message across to those you meet. Gadsden Tees has supplied gear to a number of freedom organizations, so you can be assured of receiving quality, revolutionary apparel with absolutely no hidden costs. The price quoted is the price you'll pay, regardless if it's one shirt or 1,000. Big orders or small, makes no difference. They're all treated with the same care and consideration. Get your liberty message out to the masses with revolutionary apparel from GadstonTees.com. That's GadstonTees.com.
If a claim that you owe a debt is made, you have a natural and legal right to demand that a third-party company validate and verify the debt claim. When a party brings suit, it is demanded by our legal system that the suing party has a substantial amount of evidence on their side of the scales of justice to bring a lawsuit to court. Failure to substantiate the claim of debt in court voids any claim to the debt and opens the doorway to civil and criminal proceedings. Endless Fraud Detection hires competent, independent examiners to audit your paperwork to find discrepancies, violations, unlawful and illegal acts, and misrepresentation of material facts, as well as acting as a third-party witness to the validation process. With our services, once you have the audit, which identifies any discrepancies of state and federal laws, you have enough weight on your side of the scales to seek remedy. To get your audit started, please visit our website at EndlessFraudDetection.com today.
TeamSpeak.cc is proud to announce that TeamSpeak 3 is now available. TeamSpeak is now more flexible, powerful, and scalable. TeamSpeak software enables people to speak with one another and transfer files over the internet. TeamSpeak represents years of engineering experience and is available for Windows, Mac, and Linux. TeamSpeak.cc has the best integrated solutions for online gamers, virtual worlds, social networks, education, and any environment where up to thousands of users require crystal clear voice communications. Users can finally say goodbye to echo, feedback, and background buzzing noises, as the evolution in quality voice communication has arrived. Go to TeamSpeak.cc to find out more. Servers now available and starting at just $2 a month. Remember, that website is TeamSpeak.cc, your total voice-over IP solutions provider. TeamSpeak.cc.
This is Become Vocal Local with your host, William Roberts.
All right, so we come back and we're taking a look at this idea and we're balancing. We've got these two, you know, here we have our balance scales out again. And in one of the pans, we place the legislative branch of government. In the other pan, we put in the presidency, the executive branch of government. And we're trying to balance this out so that neither of these two groups, individuals, organizations, powers, principalities, neither of them overpower the other. There to be checks and balances, and if you look at the Constitution carefully, ideas like Obamacare become spurious in nature. This is not the intent. You know, if you wanted to really get a grasp on, at least from my standpoint, my reading, my understanding of the president, the office of the president, this would be a great time for someone that likes to smoke cigars and enjoy brandy, and to entertain dignitaries from around the globe, and to sit down and pontificate and chew the fat and make friends and neighbors, you know. And then, when the lawgivers, the lawmakers, all of the representatives of the states propose a piece of legislation, then that executive power uncorks a good bottle of brandy or whatever and fires up a Panama and sits down and very carefully, and if perhaps prayerfully, reads the legislation, all 2,200 pages or however much it is. And he balances it against the Constitution, against the overall nature and power of his office and what he considers to be the best way forward for the country during the few years that he's to occupy that office. I have always liked the idea of a line item veto. Keep this, throw that out, keep this, throw that out, keep this, throw that out, this doesn't work, rethink this, that sort of thing. And go through the whole piece. And if he is completely down with it, he loves it, it's great, doesn't see any conflict there, this is the way to go, then sign off on it. If not, pitch it back to the Congress and say, boys, you better lick this calf over again. But that's not the way that we work in this country ever since Abraham Springsteen, also known as Abraham Lincoln, maybe even earlier than that. Certainly, Seward's influence was mighty. Got us involved with Hawaii and Alaska and other places. He was really an imperialist and expansionist. But there have been other people along that line as well. But from the time of Lincoln forward, Radical Red Republicans and Franklin Delano Roosevelt, Roosevelt, I guess. Rothfeld, I think his real name was, but it doesn't matter. He was running under a pseudonym fiction just like the usurper. But we come to a place in time where we've made a transition where the president is a dictating policy as opposed to reviewing and harmonizing and balancing and acting the part of the statesman and the elder, if you will. Back to our discussion here, once again, such an example has never been witnessed. Wherever the central power has thus been constituted, a struggle has arisen, which has resulted, according to the Times, either in the annihilation of the executive power by the legislative assembly or of the legislative assembly by the executive. So this has to balance. Some countries have been governed by a single assembly, other by several assemblies, of which some have been aristocratic and others democratic. So in one case, you could look at the bicameral house and think of the House of U.S. Congress, the House of Representatives. That would be your common House of Commons. And you would look at the senators, and that would be your House of Lords. Yes, pray to your Lord, right? Not on your life. But that's the idea. Kind of an aristocratic. I worked so hard for senator, my title senator, like at Rome, you know. Senator. Yeah. Please call me senator. These various forms of government have given rise either to tyranny or to continued commotions and have nevertheless endured, but a government in which the legislative assembly and the executive power have remained distinct, preserving their personality and their independence, and reciprocally limiting each other, is a phenomena without example, either in antiquity or in modern times. One of these powers has always speedily succumbed, or been soon reduced to a state of subordination and dependence equivalent to nonentity, at least as regarded the essential purpose for which it was instituted. It's not so much that the model is broken, is that we have found so few people over the centuries worthy of that highest and most exalted position, whether they be representatives for the common or whether they be executives. It's very difficult to find people like that. Oftentimes, people of that caliber refrain from entering into government and pursue business and other ventures in their lives. Sometimes people of the highest caliber want nothing to do with business or politics. eschewing the love of money as the root of all evil, and not exalting themselves above their measure. Get involved with morals and morality and ethics and ethical people. Sometimes people, the best people, don't self-promote. Continuing, one of these powers has always again speedily succumbed or been so reduced to a state of subordination and dependence equivalent to a non-entity, at least as regarded the essential purposes for which it was instituted. This could not fail to be the case. Equality is impossible between powers which are completely dissimilar, Guizot writes. Equality is impossible between powers which are completely dissimilar, either in their nature or in their means of obtaining power or credit. The dominion of one person, that is to say the pure monarchical form of government, derives its springs and its means of action from certain dispositions of human nature and certain conditions of society. When we become an amoral people, despots rise. The strong men, the mighty men of valor, step forward. And they seize power. They seize control. This idea, this spirit of division that created the established two-party political system, this system is inherently evil insofar as that the sole purpose of political parties is to gain proximity to or complete control of governments. It's like a rolling coup around us at all times. And we allow these parties and factions to struggle to seize power of our government instead of quashing them and going back to this idea of the citizen statesman. Dropping down just a little bit further here. It says, the full and exclusive rule of a single assembly derives the same from other dispositions and other social circumstances. According as one or other class of these circumstances predominate, kings have abolished assemblies, and assemblies have overthrown kings. But the coexistence of these two systems of government, when confronted with each other and acting in direct opposition, is impossible. They do not then act as a restraint upon each other, but they wage a war of extermination. Such an event has accordingly never been met with except in revolutionary times. It may possibly have been an unavoidable condition of such epochs, but then it has always involved one or the other of these forms of despotism. It has never become the basis of a free and regular government. So when we say that there may be internally flaws in this system, there may be much truth in it. We may be asking for something that never was and never can be. We have a perfect model and an imperfect modeler. We're not up to the task, perhaps. And what a sad and sorry testimony that is after 2,000 years, since all of the Oriental despotisms raised up. And we began spreading these religions to the West. Perhaps there is no model in them that gets us out of this fix, out of this predicament. Well, I think I'll set that one aside and go to this one. Let's look at Thomas Hobbes one more time. Talk about law inside of that. Right after this break. Coming right up. Stay with us.
Rampant inflation that will eviscerate paper-denominated assets is just around the corner. The U.S. Treasury and Federal Reserve have been flooding the economy with trillions in fiat currency with no foreseeable plan to stop. In the last 10 years alone, the stock market has fallen 30%, and the U.S. dollar has lost 40% of its value, while gold and silver are up an amazing 400%. No other investment category has come near the return of precious metals in the last decade. Protect your assets by investing with Christos Trading. Christos Trading specializes in gold and silver IRA accounts, precious metals financing, as well as competitive pricing for gold, silver, platinum, and palladium. Christos Trading takes pride in providing a large inventory at excellent prices, fast delivery with free shipping and insurance, and very personal customer service. Get live price quotes for all products. Call Christos Trading today at 888-385-1116. That's 888-385-1116. Or visit their website at christostrading.com.
Corporate media dominates the American opinion. Finding independent voices that counter this avalanche is becoming increasingly difficult. With the endless corruption running rampant throughout our government, independent voices are needed more than ever to battle the offensive against our freedoms and liberties. No one understands this concept better than you. Now it's up to you to do your part. The time has come for you to take action and begin broadcasting the truth to hundreds or thousands of people every month. Sound impossible? Quite the contrary. With pointed slogans from LibertyStickers.com, you can reach countless sleeping Americans unaware that they live in a real-life wonderland. LibertyStickers.com has a huge inventory of political bumper stickers and messages that reflect the truth about our government, our politicians, and the future of America. With so many in stock, there's one perfect for you. Visit us today at LibertyStickers.com. Again, that's LibertyStickers.com. Do your part. Your voice is important. Let it be heard.
The Oracle Broadcasting Radio Network is on a mission to bring you the best in cutting-edge talk radio. Oracle Broadcasting is a true beacon of free speech, uncensored news, and relevant information that depends on the support of listeners just like you. You can help us expand our reach and inform the masses. Promote the network by clicking the socialize link on the left-hand side of the OracleBroadcasting.com website. Using the simple tools provided, it is easy to spread the word about Oracle Broadcasting on social networking websites, blogs, news feeds, and many other ways with just one click. You can also help by becoming an Oracle Broadcasting member today. For just $5 a month, you get access to the member stream that allows you to listen to all of the great shows from Oracle Broadcasting in 128K stereo CD audio quality. To find out more, go to OracleBroadcasting.com. And thank you for listening to the Oracle Broadcasting Radio Network.
Live Free or Die Radio with Lee Rogers, the most dangerous talk show in America.
Weekdays at 9 p.m. Central on Oracle Broadcasting.
So there's a lot that we can learn from Thomas Hobbes. He was a bit of, well, he's certainly a statist, a monarchist for sure. And he was trying to justify and show all the reasons why we should have kings. In this book, Leviathan, Parts 1 and Parts 2, with an introduction by Herbert W. Schneider, I refer to this frequently, the Library of Liberal Arts, Oscar Piast, the founder. This is published by the Bobbs Merrill Company back in 1958, my copy here, and Thomas Hobbes lived from 1588 to 1679, and Leviathan was originally published in 1651. So we're stepping back a little ways. We're going to have to rise up a little bit beyond the blogosphere and a little bit beyond the LOLs and the LMAOs and listen very carefully, because he doesn't write that way. He writes with considerable vigor. And much of what he has written has passed his test of logic first. So he proves out his hypotheses and his premises with certain logic, and then he writes and expounds on them. But this is how he begins in chapter 26 of Civil Laws. Civil laws, what are they? By civil laws, this would be the writings, again, of Thomas Hobbes, writing in the first person, by civil laws I understand the laws that men are therefore bound to observe, because they are members, not of this or that commonwealth in particular, but of a commonwealth. And so we're building arguments here throughout this idea of establishing, living in, and perpetuating the ideas of commonwealths. And I believe Pennsylvania was a commonwealth, and there are others in the original colonies. The common weal. Salus populi suprema lex esto. The motto of the state of Missouri. It is a real mental test to try and figure out what that means. I've spent a long time looking for clues, and I've got a bunch of them. I don't think the way that the Secretary of State in Missouri defines it is at all adequate, but, again, by civil laws I understand the laws that men are therefore bound to observe because they are members not of this or that commonwealth in particular, but of a commonwealth, period. For the knowledge of particular laws belongs to them that profess the study of the laws of their several countries, but the knowledge of civil law in general to any man. The ancient law of Rome was called the civil law from the word civitas, which signifies a commonwealth. And those countries which, having been under the Roman Empire and governed by that law, retain still such part of thereof as they think fit, call that part the civil law to distinguish it from the rest of their own civil laws. But that is not what, not it, but that is not it I intend to speak of here. My design being not to show what is law here and there, but what is law. As Plato, Aristotle, Cicero, and divers others have done without taking upon them the profession of the study of the law. So this indicates to you, the listener, that he has also studied Plato, Aristotle, and Cicero. And first, it is manifest that law in general is not counsel, but command, nor a command of any man to any man, but only of him whose command is addressed to one formerly obliged to obey him. You with me? Are you with him? You following what he's saying here? I'll repeat it. And first, it is manifest that the law in general is not counsel, but command, as we found studying in the Dillabaugh and Howard's Principles of Business Law, 9th edition, 1971, Prentice Hall, in the early paragraphs, in the early chapters of that book, we find that law is and can be understood as an ordered society. They're coextensive, they're self-defining. If you have an ordered society, there is law. If you have law, there is an ordered society. As Frederick Bastiat said in his book, The Law, he says, law is force. Government is force. And from memory, George Washington, government is not, let's see, I've got that right here. See if I can find it. Government is not reason. It is not eloquence. It is a force. Like fire, it's a dangerous servant and a fearful master. And back in the 1600s here, Thomas Hobbes writing, and first it is manifest that law in general is not counsel, but command, force, nor a command of any man to any man, but only of him whose command is addressed to one formerly obliged to obey him. And as for civil law, it adds only the name of the person commanding, which is persona civitatis, the person of the commonwealth. Now, this is important to understand. The person of the commonwealth. We've all heard, and some know, that the United States is a corporation, as are the several states, each of them, as are all of the counties, as are almost all of the offices that are held inside of this system. Corporations. And what are they? Persona civitatis. The person of the commonwealth, which considered, I define civil law in this manner. Now here's a definition. Take it to heart. Put it in your mind. This is Thomas Hobbes, Leviathan. Civil law is to every subject those rules which the commonwealth has commanded him by word, writing, or other sufficient sign of the will, to make use of for the distinction of right and wrong, that is to say, of what is contrary and what is not contrary to the rule. That is civil law. And the jurisprudes understand that and keep that in their mind. It runs around and around. What is civil law? Civil law is to every subject those rules which the Commonwealth has commanded him by word, writing, or other sufficient sign of the will. The will I am. To make use of for the distinction of right and wrong. That is to say, of what is contrary and what is not contrary to the rule. In which definition there is nothing that is not at first sight evident. For every man sees that some laws are addressed to all the subjects in general, some to particular provinces, some to particular vocations, and some to particular men, and are therefore laws to every of those to whom the command is directed and to none else. As also, that laws are the rules of just and unjust, nothing being reputed unjust that is not contrary to some law. Likewise, that none can make laws but the Commonwealth, because our subjection is to the Commonwealth, the commonweal, the greatest good of the greatest number, and that commands are to be signified by sufficient signs, because a man knows not otherwise how to obey them. And, therefore, whatsoever can from this definition by necessary consequence be deduced ought to be acknowledged for truth. Now I deduce from it this that follows. Deduction. Induction and deduction. Deductive reasoning here. This is logic. Again, it's indicated here right in this text that he studied Plato, Aristotle, and Cicero. And certainly, if he's read Aristotle, then he knows of Aristotle's logic and who has improved on that. Many have added to it, but Aristotle has pretty well mapped it out. And then he continues, and I'll skip over several. The law of nature and the civil law contain each other. We talk about the laws of nature and nature's God. I can see that we're going to run out of time here in a minute. Well, I'll go into it in a bit. We'll carry it on in the second hour. But the law of nature and the civil law contain each other and are of equal extent. You're not going to get one without the other. Nor should you have one without the other. When civil law walks away from natural law, it has violated basic principles, and we're going to find out about that. I'll remind you once more about this revelation that I had some years back, that there's an all-out war raging between legal positivism and the natural law, and that in the rise of statism, the state has arrogated to itself all of the natural law, returned as codified, statutory, regulated privileges, licensable, taxable, and revocable. We'll be right back.
Be prepared for anything. Disasters, drought, earthquakes, hurricanes, tsunamis. Be ready wherever your adventures take you. Ocean, rainforest, jungle, desert, even your own backyard. Seed Panel can help you make clean water from any source. Salt water, pesticides, arsenic, fluoride, brine, bacteria. With Seed Panel, you can handle whatever Mother Nature throws your way. Just pour contaminated water into your Seed Panel and let sunlight distill up to 2 gallons per day. 100% solar powered. No filters, no chemicals, no complicated maintenance. If you're near the ocean, cPanel can help make your disaster kit ready for anything. Please visit cPanel.com, spelled SEAPanel.com, or call 205-246-6492, cPanel.com.
Have you heard about the most advanced affordable upgrade for your vehicle? Sonic spark plugs bring you increased fuel mileage and performance. It's like a new brain for your engine from enginebrain.com. Just like a pound of sawdust burns faster than a pound of wood chips, finer fuel mist burns faster. Using a patented process, Sonic spark plugs smash gasoline mist with ultrasound. Thousands of drivers have upgraded to Sonic spark plugs for more power and mileage. Just replace your old plugs with Sonic plugs. Now get a free Sonic spark plug for your chainsaw, generator, snowblower, or lawnmower, and pay only shipping and handling. Once you experience ultrasonic power, you'll want them in your car, truck, motorcycle, or RV. Visit enginebrain.com to learn why Sonic spark plugs outperform all other spark plugs. They're a small company, but their advanced plugs are 100% OEM compatible with your vehicle's warranty. Visit enginebrain.com to learn about combustion theory, hydrogen power, and fuel efficiency. Learn what the oil companies would rather you not know, like a new brain for your engine. Enginebrain.com. Enginebrain.com.
You are listening to the Oracle Broadcasting Network, the home of cutting-edge talk radio.
As globalism transitions from global to local, we become vocal local, blocking the globalist agenda right where we are, in our towns, cities, counties, and states. And now, here is that nemesis of globalism, your host, William Roberts.
And welcome back to our Tuesday, March the 16th, 2010, two-hour broadcast of Become Vocal Local. We come to you live Monday through Friday right here on the Oracle Broadcasting Network, oraclebroadcasting.com. The first hour, we've started in and continued our discussion of representative government, representation. Haven't gotten into the principles, the agents, and the third parties yet. But we've gone in a variety of places, and during the break, I clicked on and was looking at the numbers we got online, and we're down a little bit today. I guess when you pick up the Bible and read out of it, it drives some people away. And certainly when you pick up books today, it's kind of like holding up a crucifix in front of a Dracula or something. People run away. Unfortunately, we've got Baltimore Live Sports. More listeners listening to Baltimore Live Sports this morning than are listening to Become Vocal Local, which troubles me, concerns me, because America has this propensity towards a love affair with its balls. You got your basketball and your baseball and you got your soccer ball and your wiffle ball and the tee ball and all the rest of the balls, your golf balls, your billiard balls and all the rest of the balls, and America plays with its balls rather than with its brains. It's a sad and sorry testimony to have. But it's no surprise then that we should have a basketball player in the White House. Sad and sorry testimony to have in the year 2010. But we'll continue and move forward a little bit more. Again, this broadcast is not intended to be pablum. There are plenty of places that you can go to get it. The pudding eaters gum their pudding, and the purveyors of pablum spoon feed the young. Here on Become Vocal Local, I savor the strong meat. There are things that we can do, and there are things that we must do. We need to do a lot of things in a hurry. But at the same time, rather than looking at all the victims and all of the symptoms and focusing our attention on that like a wise physician, we need to look at the disease, correctly diagnose, analyze, and separate out that disease, and then proceed to cure the disease. If we can, and when we can, cure the disease, then all of the symptoms will start to go away, heal themselves up, and we will not have to report the victims on a daily basis, day in and day out, as though there were nothing better to do. But the law of nature and the civil law contain each other and are of equal extent. Virtually impossible to separate these things rightly. For the laws of nature, which consist in equity, justice, gratitude, and other moral virtues, on these depending in the condition of mere nature, as I have stated before in the end of the 15th chapter, are not properly laws, but qualities that dispose men to peace and obedience. Now herein lies the closest grain, and perhaps one of the most concise statements of what our founders had in mind when penning the Declaration of Independence. They said, the governments are instituted among men to secure the blessings of life, liberty, and the pursuit of happiness, this elusive pursuit of happiness. If you can't remember the last time you experienced the pursuit of happiness, then you're definitely in the right place at the right time to become vocal local. We learn to understand. We're trying to come understanding what is this pursuit of happiness. But it's when this law of nature and the civil law contain each other and of equal extent, that we start to then get into a situation, these qualities that dispose men to peace and obedience. We're all looking to this time period in hopefully the very near future where we can experience greater and greater freedom and less tyranny and despotic control over our lives. But we also have to understand that everyone is at a different level on their journey in life, and not all are disposed to the same understandings, and so therefore we have liberty instead of freedom.
Of the 3 million plus edible food plants that grow on Earth, no other single plant can compare with the nutritional value of the powder, seeds, and oil of the hemp plant. At HempUSA.org, we ship worldwide these nutritional products with free shipping to the U.S. and Canada. At HempUSA.org, we want to educate our listeners that edible hemp is not marijuana and is certified THC-free. Our powder is 50% protein and does not contain gluten. Gluten impairs the cells from absorbing nutrients. This nutrient-dense food can be stored up to 5 years when vacuum-packed and is priced affordably to be used as a storable food. HempUSA.org is a bulk shipper starting with 5 pounds and up. To allow this food to work for you, call 908-691-2608 or go to HempUSA.org and order today. The body will react and heal itself given the proper nutrition. This superfood will be your greatest asset. So try it today, store it today, and change your life. Call 908-691-2608 or order from HempUSA.org.
Take Cartavite and live a longer, healthier life today. Cartavite is a combination of traditional herbal medicines to lower cholesterol, maintain circulation, and act as an anti-inflammatory agent. Cartavite uses the best of natural heart and body foods known with herbs that have been used for centuries to help us maintain our health. Cartavite is the best heart and body extract health product available. You can go to heartdrop.com to hear the testimonials for yourself. Cartavite's professional formula provides antioxidant and heart-nourishing ingredients that help the body deliver nutrients to cells and carry waste from all body cells. Derived from plants, these nutrients generally cleanse and tones the entire circulatory system. You can order Cartavite at heartdrop.com or call our toll-free number, 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822. Remember, that website is heartdrop.com.
This is Mike Chambers from my good friends at GadstonTees.com, the official supplier of tees and gear for both the Oracle Broadcasting Network and Mike Chambers Live. Gadsden Tees is a supplier of high-quality shirts, caps, flags, and more, all geared to the spreading of the liberty and freedom message. Whether you're interested in a design already in stock or one of your own making, Gadsden Tees can outfit you and your organization with the look and style to get the message across to those you meet. Gadsden Tees has supplied gear to a number of freedom organizations, so you can be assured of receiving quality, revolutionary apparel with absolutely no hidden costs. The price quoted is the price you'll pay, regardless if it's one shirt or 1,000. Big orders or small, makes no difference. They're all treated with the same care and consideration. Get your liberty message out to the masses with revolutionary apparel from GadstonTees.com. That's GadstonTees.com.
This is Become Vocal Local with your host, William Roberts.
And welcome back once again to our Tuesday, March the 16th, 2010, two-hour broadcast of Become Vocal Local, coming to you live Monday through Friday here on the Oracle Broadcasting Network, oraclebroadcasting.com. Our call-in numbers remain 866-841-1065. Throughout the broadcast, your calls are welcome. In the first hour, discussing once again representation, the idea of representative government, the parts and the pieces, modern and old, going into Thomas Hobbes' Leviathan during this segment and continuing our study on this, coming into some understanding of what is the pursuit of happiness, what does it really mean, what were they really thinking about. When they talk about life and liberty and the pursuit of happiness, you're talking about some very philosophically radical concepts that few understand and few can articulate. But let's hear how Thomas Hobbes in his Leviathan, this section on commonwealths, subsection 4 continues. He says again, the law of nature and the civil law contain each other and are of equal extent. For the laws of nature, which consist in equity, justice, gratitude, and other moral virtues, on these depending, in the condition of mere nature, as I have said before in the end of the 15th chapter, are not properly laws, but qualities that dispose men to peace and obedience. When a commonwealth is once settled, in other words, he settled the commonwealths on the eastern seaboard, stepping off the, what was it, the Mayflower, onto what, Plymouth Rock, with their charter in hand before they disembarked, before they got into the longboat and rowed, Michael rowed them all to shore. When they stepped out of the longboat onto the rock, they came on with a compact and they created the beginnings of a commonwealth. Not in the on the terra firma that they were instructed to depart upon, but certainly that land that they'd chosen for themselves. Think not that they got lost at sea. How foolish that is. Anyhow, continuing, when a commonwealth is once settled, then are they actually laws and not before, as being then the commands of the commonwealth, and therefore also civil laws. Again, these commonwealths are persons, artificial persons, corporations. Corporations were well known at even this early date. The idea of a legal fiction, a fiction in law, a very useful device in law, solving a great multitude of complexities that couldn't be expressed without finding a fictitious person. Continuing, when a commonwealth is once settled, then are they actually laws and not before, as being then the commands of the commonwealth, and therefore also civil laws, for it is the sovereign power that obliges men to obey them. Everybody's talking about the Tenth Amendment. Tenth Amendment, Tenth Amendment, states' rights. Well, what's a state? A state is a commonwealth. What's a commonwealth? It's a fictitious person. It's a legal corporation. It's a fiction in law. It has bylaws. It has a constitution. It is force. It is command. It self-limits. And on and on. The power to tax, the power to destroy, so and so forth. For in the differences of private men to declare what is equity, what is justice, and what is moral virtue, and to make them binding, there is need of the ordinances of sovereign power and punishments to be ordained for such as shall break them. We have many that have broken ordinances and violated laws, both in New York and in our district of criminals, and yet none seem to have the courage to punish, not even ostracize these cretins. The law of nature, and there is need of ordinances of sovereign power and punishments to be ordained for such as shall break them, which ordinances are therefore part of the civil law. The law of nature, therefore, is a part of the civil law in all commonwealths of the world. How do you like that? Put that in your pipe and smoke it. The law of nature, the laws of nature. And we can get back into that on another day. Gain our greater understanding of the natural law. Reciprocally, also, the civil laws are a part of the dictates of nature. For justice, that is to say, performance of covenants and giving to every man his own, is a dictate of the law of nature. If you keep hitting yourself over the head with that rock, you're going to kill yourself or damage yourself. Stop doing it. It's a law of nature. You're not supposed to sit there and keep beating yourself on the head with a rock. Child, please. But every subject in a commonwealth has covenanted to obey the civil law. I'll say that again. Every subject in a commonwealth has covenanted to obey the civil law. You don't want to be part of the covenant? Fine. Please leave. or we will ostracize you, or we will punish you. You don't want to be part of this country? Go away. Have a nice day. I'll buy the oars. Row your boat away. But if you do want to be part of the Commonwealth, if you do want to be part of the country, then we have set up certain laws here. Why? So that I don't have to arm myself every time I go out of the house, so that I can go to the post office and off to the grocery and off to the gas station and back home again without being molested. Thank you very much. Civil and natural law are not different kinds, but different parts of law, whereof one part, being written, is called civil, the other, unwritten, is natural. One needn't tell you, one needn't write you and show you, that if you pick up a rock and pitch it at me, that I'm going to catch that rock in midstream, and I'm going to fire it back to you with the power of God, and I'm going to put it right between your eyes, you knucklehead. Don't ever do it again. You're dead, and you're dead now. And nobody needs to have a law to say that you have every reasonable right in anticipation to protect yourself and to defend yourself against all comers. What is my body if it is not a chalice that carries around my spirit and my mind? And my body was designed to preserve, protect, and defend my spirit and my mind against all comers throughout all of the comings and goings as we whirl around the sun on the third rock from the sun. Civil and natural laws are not different kinds, but different parts of law, whereof one part being written is called civil, the other unwritten, natural. But the right of nature, that is, the natural liberty of men, may by the civil law be abridged and restrained. Sometimes it's justifiable and sometimes it's not. Nay, the end of making laws is no other but such restraint. It's restraint. You see that the meek shall inherit the earth. What is the right understanding of the word meek? It's power in restraint. Yes, I could waste you right now, but I choose not to. And the meek shall inherit the earth. Be right back.
You owe a debt is made, you have a natural and legal right to demand that a third-party company validate and verify the debt claim. When a party brings suit, it is demanded by our legal system that the suing party has a substantial amount of evidence on their side of the scales of justice to bring a lawsuit to court. Failure to substantiate the claim of debt in court voids any claim to the debt and opens the doorway to civil and criminal proceedings. Endless Fraud Detection hires competent, independent examiners to audit your paperwork to find discrepancies, violations, unlawful and illegal acts, and misrepresentation of material facts, as well as acting as a third-party witness to the validation process. With our services, once you have the audit, which identifies any discrepancies of state and federal laws, you have enough weight on your side of the scales to seek remedy. To get your audit started, please visit our website at EndlessFraudDetection.com today.
CC is proud to announce that TeamSpeak 3 is now available. TeamSpeak is now more flexible, powerful, and scalable. TeamSpeak software enables people to speak with one another and transfer files over the internet. TeamSpeak represents years of engineering experience and is available for Windows, Mac, and Linux. TeamSpeak.cc has the best integrated solutions for online gamers, virtual worlds, social networks, education, and any environment where up to thousands of users require crystal clear voice communications. Users can finally say goodbye to echo, feedback, and background buzzing noises as the evolution in quality voice communication has arrived. Go to TeamSpeak.cc to find out more. Servers now available and starting at just $2 a month. Remember, that website is TeamSpeak.cc, your total voice-over IP solutions provider. TeamSpeak.cc.
Rampant inflation that will eviscerate paper-denominated assets is just around the corner. The U.S. Treasury and Federal Reserve have been flooding the economy with trillions in fiat currency with no foreseeable plan to stop. In the last 10 years alone, the stock market has fallen 30%, and the U.S. dollar has lost 40% of its value, while gold and silver are up an amazing 400%. No other investment category has come near the return of precious metals in the last decade. Protect your assets by investing with Christos Trading. Christos Trading specializes in gold and silver IRA accounts, precious metals financing, as well as competitive pricing for gold, silver, platinum, and palladium. Christos Trading takes pride in providing a large inventory at excellent prices, fast delivery with free shipping and insurance, and very personal customer service. Get live price quotes for all products. Call Christos Trading today at 888-385-1116. That's 888-385-1116. Or visit their website at christostrading.com.
See the reality behind the illusions. Join us on the Iconoclast Report, Saturdays, 12 to 4 p.m., shattering paradigms, one show at a time.
And so we've returned once again looking into and making an inquiry into the writings of Sir Thomas Hobbes, the book Leviathan, Parts 1 and Parts 2. A little bit of a heady way to begin the day out, no doubt. But he continues and he says, "And law was brought into the world for nothing else but to limit the natural liberty of particular men in such a manner as they might not hurt but assist one another and join together against a common enemy. Not to hurt, but to assist one another. And join together against a common enemy." I'll drop down just a little bit in all of this. "Seeing then that all laws, written and unwritten, have their authority and their force from the will of the commonwealth, that is to say, from the will of the representative, which in a monarchy is the monarch, and in other commonwealths, the sovereign assembly, a man may wonder from whence proceed such opinions as are found in the books of the lawyers of eminence in several commonwealths, directly or by consequence making the legislative power depend on private men or of subordinate judges. As, for example, that the common law has no controller but the parliament, those that give the laws, those that make the laws. Which is true only where a parliament has the sovereign power and cannot be assembled nor dissolved but by their own discretion. For if there be a right in any case to dissolve them, there is a right also to control them and consequently to control their controllings. And if there be so no such right, then the controller of laws is not a parliamentum, new word here, but rex in parliamento." There's some Latin for your Latin dictionary, right out of Thomas Hobbes. The contradiction or the distinction between a parliamentum and rex in parliamento. The king and the crown and a parliament assembled. And where a parliament is sovereign, if it should assemble, never so many so or so wise men from the countries subject to them, for whatsoever cause, yet there is no man will believe that such an assembly has thereby acquired to themselves a legislative power. And it continues. "That law can never be against reason, our lawyers are agreed," and I shared this with you before. That is, every construction of it, but that which is according to the intention of the legislator is the law. Again, we've talked about that, the intent of the lawgiver, the lawmaker. That is the idea behind stare decisis, where the justices get together in an appellate court and they try and they do everything that they can to try and ostensibly to find the intent of the legislator. In that, if laws were written simply and openly, they wouldn't be able to cover every instance, and so one needs to be aware of all of the great body of law and make searches through them, the purpose of a legal assistant, to find all of the applicable cases and interpretations of the past that help to illuminate the particular situation where P, A, and T, the principal, the agents, and the third parties, come into play in business law, for instance. Dropping down through this, it says, from this, that the law is a command, and a command consists in a declaration or a manifestation of the will of him that commands by voice, writing, or some other sufficient argument of the same, we may understand that the command of the commonwealth is law only to those that have means to take notice of it. Only those that have means to take notice of it. We sit down and we listen to, or we research and read the law. We read the public notice, the newspapers. You watch the television and all the screen crawlers and all of those sort of things. You look at the internet and go to all these various websites and they give you public notice. We may understand that the command of the commonwealth is law only to those that have means to take notice of it. Over natural fools, children, or madmen, there is no law. I'll say that again. Over natural fools, children, or madmen, there is no law, no more than over brute beasts. You see where this idea of considering our young people, male and female, and our old people as nothing more than natural brute beasts might come from? They have no means to take notice of the law. Not anything different than the cattle in the field. They never bother to inform themselves. They don't stay current. They don't stay abreast of the changes in the law. As we found studying political science, right out of the college textbooks, that unless and until such time as a young person becomes politically socialized, they are nothing more than natural brute beasts, animals, to be treated as such. Nothing new about these principles, folks. They've been with us for a long time. Because why? And because why? Nor are they capable, to make any covenant or to understand the consequences thereof, and consequently never took upon themselves to authorize the actions of any sovereign as they must do to make themselves a commonwealth. Just natural brute beasts. And as those from whom nature or accident has taken away the notice of all laws in general, in other words, perhaps the lame, the blind, and others, as for those who nature or accident has taken away the notice of all laws in general, perhaps they without hearing, without vision, so also every man has taken away the means to take notice of any particular law is excused if he observes it not. In other words, it's anticipated that you know the law and that you're able to discern the law. It is therefore necessary to consider in this place what arguments and signs may be sufficient for the knowledge of what is the law. That is to say, what is the will of the sovereign, as well as in monarchies as in other forms of government. And first, if it be a law that obliges all the subjects without exception, and is not written or otherwise published in such places as they may take notice, it is a law of nature. For whatsoever men are to take knowledge of for law, not upon other men's words, but everyone from his own reason, must be such as is agreeable to the reason of all men, which no law can be but the law of nature. The laws of nature, therefore, need not any publishing nor any proclamation, as being contained in this one sentence approved by all the world. Do not that to another which you think unreasonable to be done by another to yourself. The old golden rule comes in there. An important distinction. And recalling, if you will, from our studies of Francois Guizot, the three fundamental criteria the three basic fundamental principles of government. We've got to have by discussion, the representative does system does this by discussion, which compels existing powers to seek after the truth in common, by publicity, which places these powers when occupied in the search under the eyes of the citizens, and by the liberty of the press, which stimulates the citizens themselves to seek after truth and to tell it to power.
Ordinary Talk Radio, give you the laws.
Blah, blah, blah.
This ain't your daddy's talk radio. OracleBroadcasting.com.
Corporate media dominates the American opinion. Finding independent voices that counter this avalanche is becoming increasingly difficult. With the endless corruption running rampant throughout our government, independent voices are needed more than ever to battle the offensive against our freedoms and liberties. No one understands this concept better than you. Now it's up to you to do your part. The time has come for you to take action and begin broadcasting the truth to hundreds or thousands of people every month. Sound impossible? Quite the contrary. With pointed slogans from LibertyStickers.com, you can reach countless sleeping Americans unaware that they live in a real-life wonderland. LibertyStickers.com has a huge inventory of political bumper stickers and messages that reflect the truth about our government, our politicians, and the future of America. With so many in stock, there's one perfect for you. Visit us today at LibertyStickers.com. Again, that's LibertyStickers.com. Do your part. Your voice is important. Let it be heard.
The Oracle Broadcasting Radio Network is on a mission to bring you the best in cutting-edge talk radio. Oracle Broadcasting is a true beacon of free speech, uncensored news, and relevant information that depends on the support of listeners just like you. You can help us expand our reach and inform the masses. Promote the network by clicking the socialize link on the left-hand side of the OracleBroadcasting.com website. Using the simple tools provided, it is easy to spread the word about Oracle Broadcasting on social networking websites, blogs, news feeds, and many other ways with just one click. You can also help by becoming an Oracle Broadcasting member today. For just $5 a month, you get access to the member stream that allows you to listen to all of the great shows from Oracle Broadcasting in 128K stereo CD audio quality. To find out more, go to OracleBroadcasting.com. And thank you for listening to the Oracle Broadcasting Radio Network.
Be prepared for anything. Disasters, drought, earthquakes, hurricanes, tsunamis. Be ready wherever your adventures take you. Ocean, rainforest, jungle, desert, even your own backyard. Seed Panel can help you make clean water from any source. Salt water, pesticides, arsenic, fluoride, brine, bacteria. With Seed Panel, you can handle whatever Mother Nature throws your way. Just pour contaminated water into your Seed Panel and let sunlight distill up to 2 gallons per day. 100% solar powered. No filters, no chemicals, no complicated maintenance. If you're near the ocean, cPanel can help make your disaster kit ready for anything. Please visit cPanel.com, spelled SEAPanel.com, or call 205-246-6492, cPanel.com.
This is Become Vocal Local with your host, William Roberts.
And returning once again, we're looking at this idea of representation, continuing a little bit further here. This idea from the history of the origins of representative government in Europe, Francois Guizot, this concept that there are these three basic litmus tests. There's these various parts and pieces that if they're not present in a system of government, it can be little other than understood as little other than just a tyranny. After having recognized the principle of representative government, we investigated its external characteristics, that is to say, the forms which necessarily accompany the principle and by which it alone can manifest its existence. These forms we reduce to three. Listen carefully. Number one, the division of powers. Number two, election. And number three, publicity. Got to have them. Got to have them. This is why it has transpired over the last 100 years here in the United States of America that there has been a full court press for the overthrow by coup d'etat from within side. All three of these critical kneeing principles. The division of powers. Established two-party political systems, Tweedledee and Tweedledum, Socialist Party A and Socialist Party B. And all of the change agents and the idea of pluralism and all of that that has destroyed the division of powers. We no longer have a division of powers. We no longer have a true system of elections ever since the Help America Vote Act of 2001, where all of the counties throughout all of the states of this sovereign union here bought into this idea of electronic voting devices, whether by touch screen or flat plate or otherwise. When you walk away from a paper ballot or a hand-counted ballot, you have walked away from one of the fundamental planks of a representative system of government. The same thing goes when you have these voice votes, hidden voice votes in Congress or in your state houses, or this propensity towards unanimous vote on unanimous ballot on every issue locally. And three, publicity. It was absolutely necessary to take over the media, to control all of the dissemination of information up here on this great regurgitorium we call the Internet. Every single day, all of these news articles that come out. Not everyone absolutely, but very many of them, you could trace them right back to these little kernels and grains that have been brought forward by Reuters and the Associated Press and the others, the controlled news agencies. They take a certain happening, and then they write the story for you. And then everybody just regurgitates them. But anyway, all three of those are necessary, and you take those away, we got problems. And problems we have, and we have them in multitude. Did you think perhaps that you're going to be able to actually block the globalist agenda from the sidewalk with the bullhorn? Did you? I think that the picture is much wider than that. And we need to adopt a certain political realism if we're going to move forward here in this 21st century. This by Edmund Burke, another one of these monarchists, another statist, if you will, the English constitutional system. Men have no natural right to govern themselves, he starts here. Government is not made in virtue of natural rights, which may and do exist in total independence of it and exist in much greater clearness and in much greater degree of abstract perfection. But their abstract perfection is their practical defect. Abstract perfections. By having a right to everything, they want everything. If you have a right to everything, you want everything. In the past, we've talked about that stumbling stone of wants. A man's wants are endless. Everything you ever wanted, you start that list and start to sit down with an 8.5 by 11 notepad and a pencil. You better keep a sharpener by your pencil and your pad, because that list goes on indefinitely. But if you were to head the list, everything I need, you'd probably get the job done in less than one sheet of paper. A vast difference between what the heart of man wants or desires and what he actually needs. It's the idea between self-sufficiency and self-reliance. If you can make a list of the things you absolutely need and work to satisfy all of your needs, then you can get on to other things and you needn't get carried away in all of the wants, which are endless, to keep you enslaved in a system like on a treadmill. Government is a contrivance of human wisdom to provide for human wants. Curious, isn't that? written by Edmund Burke. Government is a contrivance of human wisdom to provide for human wants. Men have a right that these wants should be provided for by this wisdom. You'd ask, what is the real role, as Mike Chambers says, what is the real role of government? What is its scope? Men have a right that these wants should be provided for by government. There's some sort of a right that government is to fulfill all of a man's wants. Continuing here from Edmund Burke, what a dysfunctional fellow that he was, but so influential. Among these wants is to be reckoned the want out of civil society of a sufficient restraint upon their passions. I need to have government to put a restraint on my passions. Society requires not only that the passions of individuals should be subjected, but that even in the mass and the body, as well as in the individuals, the inclinations of men should be frequently thwarted, their will controlled, and their passions brought into subjection. It's this kind of thinking that got the philosophical radicalism of Jeremy Bentham and the others on the map, and has brought England and the city of London to become the most surveilled places on the planet Earth. The inclinations of men should frequently be thwarted, their will controlled, and their passions brought into subjection. This can only be done by a power out of themselves and not, in the exercise of its function, subject to that will and to those passions which it is its office to bridle and subdue. In this sense, the restraints on men, as well as their liberties, are to be reckoned among their rights. You have a right to be subdued. You have a right to be restrained. But as the liberties and the restrictions vary with times and circumstances and admit to infinite modifications, they cannot be settled upon by any abstract rule, and nothing is so foolish as to discuss them upon that principle. Quite a bit of difference between the writings of Sir Thomas Hobbes and Mr. Edmund Burke. But the moment, he writes, you abate anything from the full rights of men, each to govern himself and suffer any artificial positive limitation upon those rights, from that moment the whole organization of government becomes a consideration of convenience. That is what makes the constitution of a state and the due distribution of its powers a matter of the most delicate and complicated skill. Now we start to come into a little bit of an agreement with him. So we'll give him his moment in the sun in the first paragraphs, but now we start getting into a better understanding of government. It requires a deep knowledge of human nature and human necessities. These are the needs again. And there's much truth in that statement. To govern and to govern well requires a deep knowledge of human nature and human necessities and of the things which facilitate or obstruct the various ends which are to be pursued by the mechanisms of civil institutions. True and true again. The state is to have recruits to its strength and remedies to its distempers. Now we're talking about the state as a third party again, the commonwealth, a corporation, a legal fiction. What is the use of discussing a man's abstract right to food or medicine? The question is upon the method of procuring and administering them. In that deliberation, I shall always advise to call in the aid of the farmer and the physician rather than the professor of metaphysics. So he's not a completely daft man. None of these people that I bring are completely daft. Each have different ways of looking at things. And the more we understand about the different viewpoints, then perhaps the better we can understand the situation we find ourselves in today. Be right back.
Have you heard about the most advanced affordable upgrade for your vehicle? Sonic spark plugs bring you increased fuel mileage and performance. It's like a new brain for your engine from enginebrain.com. Just like a pound of sawdust burns faster than a pound of wood chips, finer fuel mist burns faster. Using a patented process, Sonic spark plugs smash gasoline mist with ultrasound. Thousands of drivers have upgraded to Sonic spark plugs for more power and mileage. Just replace your old plugs with Sonic plugs. Now get a free Sonic spark plug for your chainsaw, generator, snowblower, or lawnmower and pay only shipping and handling. Once you experience ultrasonic power, you'll want them in your car, truck, motorcycle, or RV. Visit enginebrain.com to learn why Sonic spark plugs outperform all other spark plugs. They're a small company, but their advanced plugs are 100% OEM compatible with your vehicle's warranty. Visit enginebrain.com to learn about combustion theory, hydrogen power, and fuel efficiency. Learn what the oil companies would rather you not know, like a new brain for your engine. Enginebrain.com. Enginebrain.com.
Of the 3 million plus edible food plants that grow on Earth, no other single plant can compare with the nutritional value of the powder, seeds, and oil of the hemp plant. At hempusa.org, we ship worldwide these nutritional products with free shipping to the U.S. and Canada. At hempusa.org, we want to educate our listeners that edible hemp is not marijuana and is certified THC-free. Our powder is 50% protein and does not contain gluten. Gluten impairs the cells from absorbing nutrients. This nutrient-dense food can be stored up to 5 years when vacuum-packed and is priced affordably to be used as a storable food. HempUSA.org is a bulk shipper starting with 5 pounds and up. To allow this food to work for you, call 908-691-2608 or go to HempUSA.org and order today. The body will react and heal itself given the proper nutrition. This superfood will be your greatest asset. So try it today, store it today, and change your life. Call 908-691-2608 or order from hempusa.org.
Take Cartavite and live a longer, healthier life today. Cartavite is a combination of traditional herbal medicines to lower cholesterol, maintain circulation, and act as an anti-inflammatory agent. Cartavite uses the best of natural heart and body foods known with herbs that have been used for centuries to help us maintain our health. Cartavite is the best heart and body extract health product available. You can go to heartdrop.com to hear the testimonials for yourself. Cartavite's professional formula provides antioxidant and heart-nourishing ingredients that help the body deliver nutrients to cells and carry waste from all body cells. Derived from plants, these nutrients generally cleanse and tones the entire circulatory system. You can order Cartavite at heartdrop.com or call our toll-free number, 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822. Remember, that website is heartdrop.com.
Hi, this is Mike Chambers. Join me live weekdays from Mike Chambers Live from 11 to 3 p.m. Central Time here on the Oracle Broadcasting Network.
And so as we slide into the last hour of today's two-hour broadcast, again, we're now looking at the writings of Edmund Burke, and this is, again, once out of the book, Representation, edited by Hannah Finichel Pitkin, An Atherton Controversy, 1969, Berkeley, California, where we find Edmund Burke writing this. He says, "The science of constructing a commonwealth or renovating it or reforming it is, like every other experimental science, is not to be taught a priori. Nor is it a short experience that can instruct us in that practical science, because the real effects of moral causes are not always immediate. But that which in the first instance is prejudicial may be excellent in its remoter operation, and its excellence may arise even from the ill effects it produces in the beginnings. The science of government being therefore so practical in itself and intended for such practical purposes, a matter which requires experience, and even more experience than any person can gain in his whole life, however sagacious and observing he may be, it is with infinite caution that any man ought to venture upon pulling down an edifice which has answered in any tolerable degree for ages the common purposes of society, or on building it up again without having models and patterns of approved utility before his eyes."
It is so easy to destroy, and it is so difficult to build. For any of you out there that have ever built anything, you understand what I'm talking about. You can tear down an old outhouse in a matter of minutes. Just back up the tractor and wrap a logging train around the outhouse and hook it onto the back of my tractor and drive away in second gear. And in 150 yards, I'll have the entire outhouse reduced to nothing but planks. Let the boys pick up the planks. We'll stack them all up and we'll burn them down. But you'd better have taken care of your business before you rip the outhouse down, because in an hour or two, when you do need to do your business, you're not going to have an outhouse, and it'll take far more than an hour for you to build another one. It's easy to destroy. It's hard to build. And in the process of building, your knowledge and your skill and your acumen and your materials are going to be tested and judged by everyone in the future, because they will look at the outhouse that you've built and judge you by it. Here's a little bit more from Romans, the book of Romans in the Bible, 3, chapter 3, 9. What then? Are we better than they? Let's talk about the globalists. What then? Are we better than they? No, in no wise. For we have proved that both Jews and Gentiles, that they are all under sin. As it is written, there is none righteous, no, not one. There is none that understandeth, there is none that seeketh after God. They are all gone out of the way, they are together become unprofitable. There is none that doeth good, no, not one. This stuff's been around for thousands of years, folks. So we want to be very careful before we start picking up and hurling stones or invectives through our bullhorn, that we actually know what it is that we're intending to do. And to take sufficient time, as we do here each and every morning on Become Vocal Local, to examine all of the various parts and pieces of this philosophically radical concept of freedom, and look at all of the various and sundry institutions and instruments of man that have come before us, lest we, in proposing a cure, offer up something far worse than the disease. We really haven't the time to make mistakes at this juncture in human development. We're being herded into a box canyon, a GIS, GPS, global governance system from which, once we allow ourselves to go into this canyon, there may be no escape. And a paraphrase for Jews and Gentiles and bond and free and Greek and Hebrew and everybody else, they all go into that cave. They all go into that box canyon. And when they're in, they're in. They're penned. They're repenned up. And then what are you going to do? And then what are you going to do? How are you going to get out from a system such as that? We can talk about Monsanto. We can talk about GMO foods. We can talk about tracking chips, microchips. We can talk about the International Property Maintenance Code. We can talk about any manner of things, Obamacare, Real ID, you name it. But time is slipping away. The time for pontificating and gesturing and posing and pausing, that's all gone behind us. We no longer have the freedom of a decade or two to position ourselves. We're playing a game called catch-up, and we're considerably behind. And unfortunately, even our outreach here is not sufficient to reach all ears. And so each and every broadcaster here on Oracle Broadcasting depends upon you, the listeners, to help us get the word out to others. By whatever social networking means you know how to use, please. Time is short. Time is of the essence here. There's no end to the number of, you know, books that we could bring out and discuss. But the reality is that if we don't become vocal local right where we are, if we do not become that replacement set that we've been waiting for, if we do not understand how to run the system, if you will, if we can't run the train, then the train is just going to go on and across the prairies with the smoke screen knocked out from the last time it was filled up with water, using a steam locomotive as an example. And it's just spewing out glowing coals out across the grasslands, Dorothy, right across Kansas. And the ignorant and the unlearned and the unwashed come out from each of the towns and villages and cities with their blankets and their shovels and their water buckets, stamping on embers, putting out the grass fire, stamping on embers, putting out grass fires, running around like chickens with their heads cut off, while the train just chugs mightily across the plains, throwing sparks out behind it as it goes. What is needed now more than ever is some young mind that has the intelligence and the wherewithal to recognize the problem for what the problem is and run to the telegraph office with all of his might and plead that the telegraph operator wires ahead and tells someone to stop that train. Because if we don't stop this train, my friends, globalism is going to succeed. And this is a box canyon from which there is precious, precious little opportunity for freedom to escape. It becomes even more obvious the greater time that you spend on the internet, the more you understand about this idea of geographic information systems and geospatial positioning systems and the internet planetary skin of all of these various and sundry nodes that are being built all around the country, and all of the interlocking grid of cell towers that can track you and trace you in three-dimensional living street view Google Earth positioning all the time, 24/7. Can tell when your automobile is in the driveway, your smart meters, the smart grid. Let's everybody that wants to know when you've turned off the lights and you've shut off your coffee maker, and the only thing that's running in your house is all of the LED lights on the various things that are still on, and your alarm clock. What a perfect time to strike. Technology can be used for good, and technology can be used for bad, just like any other tool. But the people at the top of this pile have evil intent. And so it's time for us to move forward with haste. Not that our haste be waste, but to understand that time is short. And our time is all gone for today. I'll be back again tomorrow. Hope you've enjoyed the broadcast, learned something, tell others about this broadcast. And until tomorrow, good day.
Taking it back, one precinct, one county, one state at a time. You've been listening to Become Vocal Local.
This is Mike Chambers from my good friends at GadstonTees.com, the official supplier of tees and gear for both the Oracle Broadcasting Network and Mike Chambers Live. Gadsden Tees is a supplier of high-quality shirts, caps, flags, and more, all geared to the spreading of the liberty and freedom message. Whether you're interested in a design already in stock or one of your own making, Gadsden Tees can outfit you and your organization with the look and style to get the message across to those you meet. Gadsden Tees has supplied gear to a number of freedom organizations, so you can be assured of receiving quality, revolutionary apparel with absolutely no hidden costs. The price quoted is the price you'll pay, regardless if it's one shirt or 1,000. Big orders or small, makes no difference. They're all treated with the same care and consideration. Get your liberty message out to the masses with revolutionary apparel from GadstonTees.com. That's G-A-D-S-D-E-N-Tees.com.
claim that you owe a debt is made, you have a natural and legal right to demand that a third-party company validate and verify the debt claim. When a party brings suit, it is demanded by our legal system that the suing party has a substantial amount of evidence on their side of the scales of justice to bring a lawsuit to court. Failure to substantiate the claim of debt in court voids any claim to the debt and opens the doorway to civil and criminal proceedings. Endless Fraud Detection hires competent independent examiners to audit your paperwork to find discrepancies, violations, unlawful and illegal acts, and misrepresentation of material facts, as well as acting as a third-party witness to the validation process. With our services, once you have the audit, which identifies any discrepancies of state and federal laws, you have enough weight on your side of the scales to seek remedy. To get your audit started, please visit our website at endlessfrauddetection.com today.
Looking for great talk radio? You found it. This is the Oracle Broadcasting Network.